Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Doc.
Good afternoon, my dear brother. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Doc, are you well? Has your week been good?
Oh, I'm very well. The week has been busy as usual.
Ah, man, great to hear that. Great to hear that. Lovely to have you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Lovely. Now, we're talking about superfoods this afternoon. And, you know, though many foods could be described as super, it's important to understand that there is no one single food that alone holds the key to good health or disease prevention. But since the term superfood doesn't seem to be going anywhere anytime soon, it may be worth taking a closer look at some healthy options. Now, Doc, if you had to compile a list of the most nutritionally dense health foods, what would make it onto that list and why?
Well, that's very, it's a nice homework. Because like you said, the superfoods is a marketing term. It's used to sell product.
Okay.
So when we look at what they are presenting to us for sale, we have to make a decision as to, is it true? What can we get from it? But one thing I appreciate is that our Almighty God has provided food for everyone wherever they are. So what I did was that, that is to prepare for this talk, is to look at nutrient-dense food in our own environment in Africa.
Yeah.
Because if you go online and you check for nutrient-dense food, the first options that will come up are temperate countries, first world fruits. And yes, they are very nutritious. But then if we want to get them, they'll be very, very expensive. Because then they will be imported. So we can have a long list. And I did have a long list. And I was thrilled to see the type of food that are listed as very, very rich nutrient density and with health benefits. So we look at avocado. Rich in healthy fat, fiber, and potassium. We can get avocado all over the world. In other countries, they can bring it from temperate, tropical weather. But for us, they are available. Coconut has gained a lot of popularity recently. Both the meat of the coconut, the water of the coconut, and the oil. Again, they provide healthy fat. Because the saturated fat that we eat in the world today, they are the number one cause of cardiovascular diseases. And so if we know healthy fat, then we can leave the bad fats alone. So avocado, coconuts. And when you look at coconut, it's very good because the water has very nice electrolyte and antimicrobial compounds. How about papaya? Well, we call it pawpaw in this part of my own country. It's very high in vitamin C. You know, recently when I traveled and I was trying to help a friend get back to health, the naturopathic doctor prescribed two very important fruits, papaya and pineapple. In fact, we had to make special order for it because papaya and pineapple is not growing in Missouri. So They ordered it and then we got it. But in Africa, we have papaya.
Yeah.
It's very high in vitamin C, antioxidant,
uh-huh.
and digestive enzymes like papain.
Ah, okay.
Mango.
Mm-hmm.
Packed with vitamins A and C. Once you have a fruit or a vegetable with a color, know that it is very high in antioxidant.
Okay.
And the flavonoid.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin A and vitamin C. And they will also have fiber, of course. So I've already mentioned pineapple. Pineapple is the one that contains the bromelain. It's an anti-inflammatory enzyme. Of course, pineapple is also high in the vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen acai berries, but I have been exposed to the drink. In fact, there was a time I was in a multi-level marketing that acai berry was the product that we were using.
Okay.
It's loaded with antioxidants and heart healthy fat. So there are many other fruits that camu camu, for example. I don't know how they actually call it.
Okay.
Because I don't know it. It's not local to me.
What is that camu camu?
But bananas. Do you know that some people will not take bananas today?
Ooh.
They said the sugar content is high. And there, that is where confusion is.
Okay.
The natural sugar, when it is taken in its natural state, that's how nature packaged it. And I love God for giving me sweet fruits. Because my own teeth are sweet. So banana is a great source of potassium, just like avocado. Bananas can be harvested year-round, mm-hmm. at least in this part of Africa, West Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
All the time, you can always have bananas. Sometimes it's not as many as other times, but year-round, we get bananas.
Mm-hmm.
B6.
What is that?
When we turn it into something like banana chips,
okay.
A, we have destroyed all the nutrients in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be taken fresh, raw, and then we get all the vitamins.
Mm.
Now, all these superfoods that we are talking about, let me just mention at this point that once we have processed them to the point of maybe frying, cooking, we lose the nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
So they may put a label on a ultra-processed food, and then they list all the ingredients in this superfood, in quotes, but it's in nylon cellophane paper, and it's all this colorful covering. My brother, those nutrients are not there again.
Mm.
So we are looking at eating these things fresh. How about passion fruit?
Yeah.
Rich in fiber, vitamin C, and anti-inflammatory properties. Guava.
Mm.
You know, I had a class some time ago, and these young people told me that they said you should not eat guava.
How?
Because it causes the inflammation of the lower part of the intestine.
Ooh.
Where emergency removal is necessary.
Mm.
They said the seeds of avocado will go and hide there. That is the appendix. So don't eat guava because it will give the appendicitis. Well, if you chew and let the guava get ripe and chew properly, you won't have problems with the seeds. The seeds also can be eaten when the guava is ripe.
Mm.
But guava is high in fiber. All of these fruits are high in vitamin C and antioxidants. Well, I don't know if our listeners are familiar with breadfruit.
With grapefruit.
It's one big looking fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also the jackfruit. I call the jackfruit the brother of breadfruit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a jackfruit tree in my compound.
Oh.
And when people come around, they'll ask, what in the world is this? And it's always amusing.
You're saying it's jackfruit?
They will take pictures and post it on their status.
What is it called?
Jackfruit.
Jackfruit, okay.
Yes, jackfruit. Very big. It will grow very big. What can I compare it to? It is bigger than very big ball. The soccer ball is smaller than the jackfruit.
Wow.
The jackfruit is far bigger than that, yes.
Wow. Okay.
It's very big. It's like 2 times or 3 times soccer ball.
My goodness.
So when it is ready to eat, you have to have a good big household. Or you may have to store the rest in refrigeration.
Hmm.
But it's very nutritious. You can consider it a superfood.
Yeah, yeah.
Then is the sour soap. It's called graviola. The fruit of the tree, the leaves of the tree are just as useful.
Mm.
The leaves of graviola is one of the leaves that is used in cancer reversal.
The what?
One.
The leaves of?
Yeah. Graviola.
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 Graviola. Graviola.
But
okay.
Usually it is called sour soap.
Oh, sour soap. Okay.
Sour soap. Some of the local people where I am, they call it sour power.
Ah, sour power. Sour power.
But the sour soap is very, very nutritious.
Yeah, yeah.
Then dragon fruit.
Dragon fruit. Mm-hmm.
And then there is something here that is leaves and not food as such. And that is moringa.
Okay.
Moringa is so nutrient dense with high protein, calcium, iron, and antioxidant. Moringa is so nutrient dense that it has been used to help reverse kwashiorkor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in children that are so malnourished.
Yeah, yeah.
Because once they wean these children from breast milk to adult food, they don't have enough nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And they will go into this very, very, very sad looking, big tummy, big cheeks,
mm-hmm.
round face, the eyes dropping, the arms thin, legs thin, and they have used, caregivers that I have read about have used moringa to help bring these children back to life,
mm-hmm.
because pretty soon they die.
Oh, man.
So we know that these are, what I would say as a guideline, wherever we are, visit the local market.
Mm-hmm.
And see the fruits that are being sold there. I bet you they are nutrient dense. But if you shop only in what is called the supermarket, you may not get the best. But visit the local stand.
Mm-hmm.
And if possible, to have farmers who still live around, visit them and see what they have. Whatever the Lord has given that comes from the ground, fruit of the tree, vegetables, they have the nutrients that is needed for those people who live in that community.
Mm.
We need not have unhealthy life. Let me put it that way. But if we can also get things like kale, blueberries, quinoa, chia seeds, they are proclaimed as very, very high nutrient dense food.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, I repeat, local fruits, we get them and continue to get them on a regular basis. We'll get all the nutrients we need that can be considered indeed nutrient dense.
Yeah. These are definitely superfoods.
Mouthful, eh?
It's a mouthful, and I must say that I've been writing down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. You mentioned about 15 of these beautiful, God-given natural remedies. And I must say that indeed God has been gracious towards us. Doc, I must also thank you so, so much for this list. So you're saying that if these are used properly and carefully, yes, and in right amounts, could actually, yes, also help heal much of the disease?
I promise you, that's what God says.
A beautiful one. Man, Dr. Mas, thank you so much for your time and for coming through. Exciting, exciting. I've written all of these down, and I do hope that our listeners as well have been taking some notes. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.